police making an arrest in the mass shooting in South Philadelphia that left three people dead, nine others hurt back on July 7th. Investigators today revealing it all started when someone in the group fired a shot in the air. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson joining us live with the latest. Kristen?
Yeah, we got a lot of information from Philadelphia police, Denise, about all of this. Topping this, they have arrested one person, Terrell Frazier, for homicide, attempted murder, aggravated assault, for the shooting that happened back exactly a month ago today, where those three people died, nine others were injured. The good news here is that those nine others have now been released for the hospital, are expected to be okay. They are still looking for the others who were firing at this party. So kind of how this broke down is police say that there was a social media gathering that happened the night before on Saturday. About 100 to 200 people showed up at this place. There was a large crowd that the police were called. They were trying to disperse. Two people ended up being arrested for assault on police at that location. Police say that they were jumping on cars. There was a lot of chaos. Apparently, there was then another social media post basically saying that they were going to regather, rehab this party on that same block the next day. That brings us to July 7th. That's when they say that somebody just started to fire. Deputy Commissioner Frank Vinor spoke about this.
But they fired multiple times, and that's what caused three people to be killed and nine people to have significant injuries.
And they say that there was no argument, there was no fight, there was no social media beef, that it was just somebody who fired into the air that then caused all of this this whole tragedy. They are still looking through so much evidence that they have. They say that they have social media evidence, ballistic evidence. They're working with so many forensic teams trying to identify who these people are. They believe that there were 13 guns that were used in the shooting, so they could be looking up to a dozen more suspects in this case. They don't know specifically who fired, but they do say that there were 13 separate guns that caused all of this. They are really right now actively working on warrants and trying to figure out and identify who these people are. So there could be more developments even as early as today, but we should be learning much more about this investigation as it continues. Denise.
All right, Kristen, thank you.